The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we're going to sit and spin. Today we head to the arena, stadiums, and ballparks for the 10 worst stadium anthems of all times. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
I had a couple on our question, why was underwear a part of the story? Gentlemen, just to make it simple, I sat on the couch and looked down to see my berries hanging out. That's how I knew I needed to buy new underwear. Thank you, from Christopher in Tacoma. Guys, a nasty one here, but you asked. I'm from Seattle, but now live in Bend, Oregon. There's a popular park there on the Chutes River where people post up and drink after floating. There are actually nice bathrooms, but as you can imagine, they can get a little messy. Well, one time a buddy of mine used one of these single-person bathrooms right before me. When I went in, I found a balled-up pair of tighties in the corner behind the toilet that had more poop than cotton. Buddy swears it wasn't him, but he didn't say anything about it when he came out. It was noteworthy enough to keep me gagging while trying to take a leak, so I remain skeptical. That from Irish. As we move on to the birthday request, only you people. Today is my 34th trip around the sun, and I have just two simple requests. An andro penis, and all of you talking all over yourselves about how my Las Vegas Raiders beat Thrill's Ravens. Thanks for all you do. That from JC.
Andro penis.
Well,
yeah, man.
And my
was an ass kicker.
Freaking 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
I wouldn't have had the Gardner big
quarterback, man. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, it's awful. Anti-Trojan. No protection. Gentlemen, it's my 41st trip around the sun, but since it's on a Tuesday, no one cares. Want to see if I can get Coach Ted pumping me up for a Tuesday birthday. And Miles with some dad jokes that I maybe can use at work, as I am the office dad joke connoisseur. Thanks, guys. That from Swan O.
All right, Swan O. It's like a lot of things in sports, right? You want to be good at something, you got to practice. Or you can just have natural talent. In this case, it's a Tuesday. Now, sometimes, yeah, the club is going up on a Tuesday. Maybe you just need to go out tonight, live it like it's a Saturday. Have that pride.
All right, I'm going to leave the full boat here. Shano, Swano.
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 Guys, I asked the lady at Starbucks for a 12-ounce cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just that's a tall order. Why is love like a fart? Why is love like a fart?
You got to force it. It's probably crap.
That is correct.
Oh, I'd say don't trust it. Don't
both,
trust it.
Both good. Both good. I like that. What do you call a deer with no eyes? A deer with no eyes.
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
No idea, Eileen.
Still no idea. Guys, what sound does James Bond's doorbell make? James Bond's doorbell, what sound does it make?
I don't know.
Dong. Ding dong.
That actually would be pretty cool.
Guys, I had a date with a posture specialist the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she stood me up. And, finally, did he? Kind of seems like he did.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Updated locations on Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. We go to T-Mobile Park as the New York Yankees are in town, which means Men's Room IPA will be on tap at Section 319, the upper deck at Good Hop Spear Stand. Also on tap at club level, Section 243. That would be the third base bar. Those are tap locations. Now you're looking for cans, aren't you? How about the Hit It Here Cafe for the 12-ounce cans? Available in the bright yellow can. Also in Section 116, Section 136, 141, 146, Section 149, along with Sections 185 and 195, 221, 243, 319, 328, and 329, and 330, and 341, if you are looking for the beer. It is also available at Purdy Liquor Market.
Sure is Purdy.
Albertson's Gig Harbor at Hill City. The Wildwood Market. The Star Mini Mart in Everett. B&E Meats and Seafood Newcastle. The Shell Johannes. The Union Market. The South Sea Grocery. The Smokehouse. The Thunderbird Trading Post. Also available at the Sopper Hill Station. The Tacoma Liquor. Pickle Time Deli and Market. The Pickle Time Deli and Market. Safeway and Bothell. Kim's Convenience Store. Midland Chevron. Safeway on Smoky Point. Also at the Snoqualmie 76. Lacey Liquor and Beverage. The Metropolitan Cafe and Deli on Republican Street. Total Wine in Tacoma. The Briscoe Shale Station.
Briscoe.
BevMo in Tacoma. Top of the Hill has our beer. Factoria 76. Cigar Land in Renton. The East Lake Market. Donna's Truck Stop. Town and Country Market, Mill Creek. The Sunstar Food Mart. Pikes, Peaks and Pints. Steel Street.
Great spot.
76, 7 Coffee Roasters Market and Cafe, and the Safeway on Admiral.
I saw it last night back in stock, the 7-Eleven on Roosevelt and Maple Leaf.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Some locations are carrying the...
Actually, Thrill, I had the exact same tone of my voice and same thing, except it's just me in there. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Crazy dude. Talking to himself.
Right. Back there talking to the beer again.
Yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coach, just a couple minutes here. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research found that workplace and remote work surveillance is hurting workers' mental health.
Well, sure. Nobody likes to be under surveillance.
Right.
That's kind of a thing.
And nobody likes to have their work judged constantly and consistently.
It's called
micromanagement.
Yeah, that's correct. Micromanagement.
And if you've ever had a boss that's a micromanager, it just wears on you. It just really drags you down to the point where you're just always just like, what is it this time?
Right.
What is it this time, man?
And does it really create that much improvement? That's the other side of it. If you're going to be a micromanager and it gets you guys another $1 million a year, okay,
sure,
I can understand why you're a micromanager. If you're just doing it
to needle people about every little thing,
ain't nobody wasting any time on my clock. Well, people are going to waste time on the clock.
That's what happens.
It doesn't mean that the work is bad. If they're getting the work done in the time frame,
and they're doing it well. But other times, you get a guy who's batting 500 and, like, the manager's on their case.
Right.
About batting. Like, they're doing really well.
Why isn't it 600?
Right. Why don't you talk to the people that are battering 215?
And humans are social animals.
Right.
Right? If you put people in an office, like, you know what I mean? Right. I mean, there's a term, water cooler chat or whatever, right? It's like water cooler talk, right? Like, you're going to have conversations.
Right. That's what I do like about what we got going on around here. Look, as long as we are on the air and we put on a good show at 2 p.m. every weekday, we're good to go.
Mike, even if we don't put on a good show, they haven't said much about it.
That's true. Yeah, you know what? We haven't put on a good show in about 4 years.
You can't bet 100, man.
When I was a janitor, right, I always tell these stories. But, like, I'd go into, like, my mom's building during the day sometimes. We worked in the same building to, like, print papers off. Everybody else works 9 to 5. They chat with each other all the time. But man, when you were a nighttime janitor, if somebody was there late and they caught, like, Thrill and I having a quick chat, like, leaving the dumpster, we would get complaints every time.
Oh,
are you serious?
Oh, dead serious. Like, it was fine for them, but it was always like, I never see them working. They're just always chatting in the hallway. And it's like, it's also just, we would stick out because it was a massive building.
Right.
So if one of us is down, if two of us are down there chatting in the lobby, somebody just like, see, not working again.
They never see you working. Are you just popping into the rooms, making, you know, checking all the rooms?
You would complain about the janitors if stuff wasn't clean.
Right.
I'd be like, cool, they got time to talk, and I have no problems when I come in. Perfect. Right.
Look, I hardly see our cleaning crew ever doing anything around here. However,
it's clean when you get there in the
morning. Our garbage cans are empty. Our stuff is wiped down. Everything looks great.
They leave me love notes.
That's right.
Little candies.
Random beard hairs.
I sniffed your seat again.
Researchers have found new species of wasp that is born by erupting out of the bodies of adult flies.
Good God,
that's
man.
Why they put the eggs in, I guess.
Yeah. There's a handful of creatures that do that, I feel like.
Yeah, there are, but it has to be a wasp. Like, you're already intimidating enough. Now you're going to blow out of the backside of a fly.
Right, do we really need to do that?
I think wasps are just like, dude, we just want to kick it up now.
The one that freaks me out is that fungus. That its spores will land on, like, ants or something like that.
And, like, makes them, zombie ants?
They'll either go back to the colony and infect others, or it will climb as high as it possibly can, and then the thing just explodes out of his head and then fires spores all over the place again.
There's one that does that with, like, bird poop, too. Basically, it infects whatever the birds eat. And it's not going after the bird, but the idea is the bird then flies off and poops somewhere, and so they kind of spread their territory.
Right.
Fungus be crazy.
Hidden structures have been found under the surface of Mars.
Hidden structures.
Hidden structures. Basically,
keep in mind, structure does not mean man-made. Does not mean artificial. Right. A mountain is a structure. Right. So they're saying they think a lot of the the sand that we see on Mars, much like the sand here on planet Earth, has covered up whatever land features were there before.
Right.
Just like the ocean.
They basically say that these dense structures could be volcanic in origin or could be compacted material due to ancient impacts.
We can already see mountains there. We can already see valleys there. We can already see obvious signs of erosion from something. So obviously, yes.
But that headline makes it sound like we got...
Well, that's why they want you to click.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what I thought. It's like, well... I feel like I would have seen something more if there's like buildings.
Yeah, I can feel like it probably would have hit the news.
I mean, there's one way that a rock gets rounded. So if you see that on the surface, you
They're like, yeah, the rock's around. So yeah.
What does that
mean? We understand what the path of the planet was.
Exactly. Ted, I know it's one of your favorite weeks of the year, buddy. Let people know. What week is it this week?
The last week of summer.
You are right. It is the Farm Animal Awareness Week. And let's just just inform the people.
Like you didn't know.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 bizarre facts about farm animals.
Oh, God.
Let's say we start with horses.
Uh-huh.
And Enum Claw.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding, Mikey. I know you are never prosecuted.
That's right.
Here's one. Sheep have a field of vision of 300 degrees, allowing them to see whatever might be sneaking up behind them. Which begs one question. Did they actually give consent? And here's good news for you animal enthusiasts. Sheep don't have teeth on their upper jaw. Well, isn't that convenient?
Jeez. Okay. That was fun. So here's some bizarre facts about farm animals. Let's talk about cows. Cows are big fluid producers. I don't know if you guys knew that. They're big fluid producers. Not only can dairy cows yield 2,500 gallons of milk each year, they can drool about 10 to 45 gallons of saliva a day.
Wow.
I mean, they just kind of stand there and drool.
Yeah.
And anytime I've seen a cow up close, like they might be chewing, but they're also drooling at the same time.
What's more is a 1,000-pound beef cow will actually produce up to 4 tons of manure annually.
Cool. That's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not good for the environment, but it's good for the soil.
It's like, but you can use it, right?
Their emissions, right. Their emissions are bad.
It's great
their gas
fertilizer.
Is bad, but the crap is not bad fertilizer.
In the world of chickens, we once believed that chickens' behavior was instinctual, but now there's mounting evidence to suggest that chicks learn the ropes by observing other chickens, especially their mothers. Hens steer their babies away from dangers like bad food and predators, teaching them valuable life lessons.
You know what I do if I'm a chicken is, so I got like, say, 6 chicks, I let the 1 chick go. Fox eats it. I look at the other 5 and be like, remember that.
Right.
Billy ain't coming home tonight.
It's not happening. And again, these are bizarre facts about farm animals. Back to goats here. The Humane Society of the United States reports that goats can be optimists. I don't know exactly how they quantify
how do
that.
They know it's a positive, optimistic goat.
A study compared goats who had been abused before being rescued to goats that had never been mistreated. The mistreated female goats were more likely to approach and trust previously unseen buckets of food that had replaced buckets containing their favorite treats. The researchers reasoned that the animals recognized their once stressful living situation had improved, rendering them more optimistic.
All right.
I'm curious to find the pessimistic goat.
This place is better.
Yeah, that's what I was the first thought. It doesn't say bad.
Right.
It's all optimistic goat.
The world of pigs. They're considered to be the 4th most intelligent animal after chimpanzees, dolphins, and elephants.
Damn.
They're among the fastest learners in nature. Some pigs have reportedly discovered how to open and shut doors, guide flocks of sheep, and even play video games.
Play video games?
Oh, yeah. Babe was huge on Halo, man.
My kid's going to feel real bad if he finds out that he lost, like, Halo to a pig.
Yeah.
God, this guy's good. It's a pig. It's a pig, son.
Oink, oink.
Anybody remember Dolly the sheep?
Yeah, the first clone. Sheep,
that's right. In 1996, scientists revealed that Dolly the sheep was the first mammal to ever be cloned from another body's cell. It sparked a heated debate about the ethics and implications of cloning. It basically means that there's no limits. It means all of science fiction is true, said Princeton University biologist Dr. Lee Silver in a New York Times interview.
Yeah, I remember they freaked out about the cloning thing, and then they talk about, eugenics. And I'm like, most of your dog breeds are a result of eugenics.
Correct.
If it it's cute and you like it, you don't have a problem. But if you say eugenics, people freak out.
Mm-hmm. Some bizarre facts about farm animals. Let's talk about chicken eggs. Whether white, brown, cream, green, or blue, the color of chicken eggs is determined by the bird's genetics.
Oh, really?
Huh. All eggs start out white in color and may have other pigments added as they make their way through the hen's oviduct.
What are we doing? Well, some birds have
little blue eggs, yellow speckled eggs. It depends on the bird.
I feel like most of the eggs that you see on the shelf are painted white because we like uniform. But yeah, other than that,
I mean, like when I was a kid, I'd find a nest with bird eggs in it or whatever, the blue out of a tree. They're always little blue ones,
little speckled eggs.
I guess it's probably robins, maybe.
But don't you get excited like someone like Taryn comes in?
Yeah,
she's got a buttload of eggs, but some are blue, some are speckled. You're like, ooh, these are special eggs.
Yeah, you kind of right until you. I met people out here that had chickens. I had no idea they could be different. I thought it was white and brown,
and that you could keep them on the counter.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's talk about ducks. We all know that ducks quack, but do they really? Most male ducks are on the silent side, while female ducks make more noises.
It's kind of humanity.
While some quacking may be involved, vocalizations can also include hisses, purrs, grunts, squeaks, whistles, honks, and much more. Sounds differ according to the need. For example, they might signal that the duck is begging for food, begging for love, or warning of danger. I was at a county fair when I found out that geese could hiss, and that scared the daylights out of me.
They're kind of scary.
They suck.
I mean, they're to the point where communities will go ahead and kill hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do pigs have sweat glands?
Pigs? I'll say yes, because they have skin on the outside.
There's actually a myth that pigs do not have sweat glands. They have a few, but not enough to effectively regulate their body temperature when temperatures rise. So that's why on a hot day, you'll see swine rolling around in the water and the mud. So they have
I assume they didn't, because you always see them like messing around in the water and the mud.
Right. You guys all know the pastime for all the country folk out there. You go out there in the middle of the night, you find a pasture of cattle. That's right. You go cow tipping. Although some drunken carousers may complain that they've gone into farmers' fields and tipped over unsuspecting cows, this is highly unlikely to be true. The University of British Columbia study found it would take the equivalent of the strength of 4.43 people to push a cow over. If you see a cow on the ground, it's because they relax and they sleep there. They lay down.
So again, is that one of those things the country people were just telling us city folk?
Probably.
Four or five of them are out there doing it together.
All right.
Yeah. But
again, if a group of us went out there and let's go tip a cow, because I can't think of anything better to do with my time personally, and we pushed it over, we would tell other people, man, just go just push a cow over. We did.
And then your final bizarre fact about farm animals. We're talking in the world of rabbits.
Most of them can read.
When rabbits are happy, they do something called a binky.
A binky?
They jump into the air and they spin around, and we say they're fast as a jackrabbit. That's fast. Jackrabbits have been clocked bounding at speeds of 72 kilometers an hour.
Jesus.
Yeah. 72.
They jump up in there and spin around.
Yeah, that's about 45 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd have never guessed that.
I have seen... Rabbits are weird. When I lived in Sumner, there was rabbits all over the doggone place. And I found out that they'll stomp on the ground for no reason. Or that actually probably is a very good reason. But they'll just stomp on the ground from time to time. And then they will run up on each other. And then they will jump at the same time. And then they'll clap their feet together. And they'll bounce off of each other.
Is that they're having fun or are they fighting?
I think it's a mixture of the two.
Okay.
They don't really have angry faces, so I don't know if
Hey, you want to read about some rabbits doing some damage, man. Do some research. I believe it was Napoleon organized this big rabbit hunt.
Okay.
And I don't remember how many men he had with him, but essentially they went out on this hunt, and the number of rabbits that showed up and basically chased these guys down, it ended with Napoleon and his troops, like, seriously, surrendering and running away.
And then a Monty Python sketch was made.
I mean, my God, it's unreal.
Well, and there's bunnies in our neighborhood, but where Mike's talking about his house in Sumner, those things were some big-ass rabbits.
Yeah, they were. This was obviously somebody had a domestic rabbit that they had let loose, and then it multiplied.
Right, but if three of those were standing there and one started biting me, I'd be freaked out, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were huge, dude.
So many points out here that say pigs are weird. If they escape a farm, they grow tusk and hair all over their bodies. The hair and the tusk growth are controlled by cortisol, the stress hormone.
All right, Ted.
And so you think about that. When you talk about the feral hogs and you see this big, hairy-ass, warthog-looking son of a bitch, and it's like, he's just stressed.
He's just had a bad day.
He's going through it.
He's not doing all that good. Authorities in San Francisco are taking some unusual measures to get drivers to slow down, Miles.
What are those unusual measures?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to the 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast.
New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.